I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The Paris Air Show opened today at Le Bourget Airport. It is the world's oldest aviation industry showcase. The opening, however, did not go on without a glitch. Airbus's super jumbo jet, the A380, broke a wingtip as it was taxiing down the runway. The BBC's business correspondent Theo Leggett is at the air show, and he says the Airbus A380's mishap was like a pie in the face for the company.
I think this was just a colossal embarrassment for Airbus, Lisa. I've been talking to the Airbus people, and they tell me that what actually happened was that the pilot of the aircraft asked air traffic control here at Le Bourget, is this taxiway wide enough for an A380? And they said, yes, it is. It turned out the taxiway wasn't wide enough, and the wingtip of the aircraft hit a building and went straight through it. It damaged the aircraft as well, so it couldn't fly. So what Airbus had to do, this is their home event, they're really desperate to get the aircraft flying here, they had to borrow one from Korean Airways. Great advertising for the Koreans and a lucky escape for Airbus there.
I wonder, when you're talking about Airbus based in Europe, is the big shot going up against Boeing, as always, Boeing based in the United States in Chicago. To what extent is this Paris Air Show a match between the two heavyweight champs, Airbus and Boeing?
Well, we shouldn't forget that there are also other aspects to the show, such as the defense industry. But you're right, Lisa, the first few days of the show are always dominated by the matchup between the two giants of the commercial industry, Airbus and Boeing. And Boeing is doing its very best to upstage Airbus on home ground here today. It's brought along two versions of its new 747-8, its super jumbo aircraft. I've seen it. It's a magnificent aircraft, this new super jumbo. And Boeing says it's going to be taking a lot of orders away from Airbus.
Is it bigger than the Airbus A380, which fits something like 500 passengers?
It's not actually bigger than the A380, which at its fullest extent can take up to 800 passengers, but it is the longest airliner in the world. What Boeing have done is they've taken a normal 747 and they've stretched it. They've made it even bigger, which has the advantage that they're not having to make a new design from the ground up, so it is, in theory, substantially cheaper to make.
All right, so billions and billions of dollars being exchanged in terms of orders during this Paris Air Show. I wonder to what extent any of those sales are being driven by fuel efficiency, both in design and in marketing. How big a factor is the environment on some of these business deals?
It's probably the most significant factor at the moment. We're going through an oil price spike at the moment. Oil's been above $100 a barrel for quite some time. Now, for airlines, the fuel cost is one of the biggest costs they face. So now they're preparing for the future. They're placing order for new aircraft, which, as you say, are much more fuel efficient. You only have to look at the order book for the 787 Dreamliner, Boeing's new super efficient aircraft, to see the truth of that. And we will see some very big orders this week for the new Airbus A320neo. That stands for new engine option. It's a more efficient version of Airbus's workhorse aircraft. So yes, environmental considerations, and particularly the cost of running these aircraft, is a big driving factor.
And where is most of the commercial interest coming from? Who's doing the most buying?
Well, we're looking at Asia at the moment, particularly in the commercial sector. Asia is really keeping the market alive. Some of the orders we've seen today are from Indonesia. We've also seen some from Central Asia, Kazakhstan. What we are finding is that fewer orders are now coming from the United States and Europe, and more are coming from further afield. And, of course, you can never discount the Middle Eastern countries. We can expect some large orders from them later in the week.
Now, this is not only for the commercial market, but you mentioned also the defense market. And I wonder if you can tell us what's happening in the helicopter field, because there is at least one model that's being developed at the moment, the Eurocopter X3, that seems to be driven by the need for speed and flying vertically.
Well, Lisa, you call it a helicopter, but I'm not sure we can even describe it as that anymore. It's like a hybrid between a helicopter and a conventional aircraft. It lands and takes off like a helicopter. It's got a great big rotor, but it's also got wings and it's got propellers. And yes, it goes an awful lot faster than a helicopter for that reason. And Eurocopter think this is the way of the future.
Speaking to us from just outside the Paris Air Show, Theo Leggett of the BBC, thank you again.
You're welcome, Lisa.